Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video we're going to talk to you about why you've got no time to waste, and now is the time. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, hope you're well. So let's talk about this. You've got no time to waste. What do I mean? So I speak to a lot of people every week. We have a lot of strategy sessions with potential clients who are looking at coming on board and doing some digital marketing. Some of those people will take action and they'll move forward, and we create content, we create Facebook ads, we drive traffic to landing pages, we help convert them, and so on. Some of those people also don't do any of that. Just letting the man past. Some of those people don't do any of that. They don't take action because they're actually worried about what they're going to do if it doesn't work. And I get that. I totally understand that. But if it's not going to work, then the thing that you need to think about is it better to find out whether it's going to work now? Now? Or not at all? And I think you're actually best off finding out if it's going to work now than in 6 months or 12 months time and continually wonder. If I do this new diet today, do I do it today or do I wait 12 months and see if it fails now or then? Well, you want to find out if it works. And this is the thing. It's like, and we call this failing forwards. You're supposed to fail forwards as fast as you can. And the whole point of failing forwards is that you take the action, you find out whether that thing's going to work for you or not. Imagine having this idea to go do something, and you hold on to this idea for 10 years, and then eventually you make a decision to go do it, and it works. How frustrated are you going to be with yourself at that point? And you're like, oh my gosh, I should have done this 10 bloody years ago. So look, it's about taking action now. And I get, especially right now, we're in the middle of this pandemic, we've got Ukraine war, we've got energy prices going up, we've got petrol prices going up. I mean, boy, life's really hard right now. I mean, I speak to people all day long. It's just really, really difficult. And I totally understand that it's really difficult. And for me, that's an even bigger reason to actually take the action that might get you out of that. But instead, people are like a deer stuck in the headlamps and they don't move. They don't take any action. And it's, you know, not taking action is taking action. It is making a decision. Not making a decision is making a decision. It's making a decision to be stuck in the headlights and hope that the outside world will get better all on its own. Guess what never happens? The outside world rarely, not saying it doesn't, but it rarely gets better on its own. The only person that can actually make a big difference in the outside world is you, right? And you're not affecting the outside world, because the outside world is there whether you like it or not. If we go into another recession, whatever you do is not going to change whether the outside world goes into a recession or not. But what it will do is, if you go into a recession, is that your personal financial network shouldn't be in recession. Should be a group of you, a team of you, all helping one another. And even if you've not got that, it should be your family all helping one another, or your partner helping each other. That's your personal financial network. Because whatever happens in the outside world has no difference on you. Like, let me phrase that a different way. Whatever you do has no difference on the outside world, but it makes a difference in you. And whatever goes on in the outside world does have an effect on you, but not if you don't let it. And I know you're like, oh, Dan, if it was that easy, totally get it. And I'm not saying that it is that easy. What I'm saying is that you should be taking action. And when you take that action, you put one foot in front of the other. I mean, I get times, you know, despondent sometimes. I'm just like everybody else. I feel like, well, you know what, we've done this and it's not worked, and we've found it really frustrating that it's just not worked, and so on and so forth. And we do, we find it just as frustrating as everybody else. We have stuff that doesn't work just like everybody else. And the stuff that does work, it works for a bit and then it stops working, and you have to adapt to what you do, and it's this constant progression. Because we don't live in a static universe. The world is not static. Your income is not static. Society is far from static. I think pre-pandemic, you know, before 2020, we didn't really know what hardship was. Our memories, you know, the last conflict, proper conflict, was probably the Falklands War. And we've not really had that as a conflict. And before that was World War II. Like, unless you're in the army, you've been to Afghanistan. Humans living in the UK as a society, we've not really had hardship. And I think this is one of the reasons why we're finding this really difficult. We don't adapt well to change if you've not had much to adapt to change from. Like, if it's not been a constant in your life, you actually haven't had the opportunity to solve these problems. And I struggle as well, because I've not had these opportunities to solve these specific problems. We've had different problems. We've had family court, and we've had financial hardship at some points in the past because of the family court stuff. I mean, we've had some pretty horrendous stuff. But what's going on today is nothing like that. It's completely different. It's a whole new ball game with a whole new players in the market, and nobody knows what on earth's going on or how to react. And a couple of people know how to react. These are basically the Tory MPs, who are no doubt shoveling money hand over fist into their back pockets. Why do you think they've not given a high tax on the energy companies? Because they've got their money in their pockets. Why do you think they Jacob Rees-Mogg sold his shares in the Russian bank? Because he can see what's coming. He knows what's going on. Not insider trading at all, I'm sure. But for you and I, we've never had this to deal with. We've never had to deal with any Ukraine war or pandemic or even Brexit. It's just unprecedented. And so it can leave you in a state of where you're frozen and unable to take action because you're so fearful of what's going on. And I get it. But that's not going to help you in the long run. And so that's why we're here, isn't it? That's why we're talking here in this podcast. Because we know that that's not going to be the thing that gets you moving forward. Now's the time to find what is the thing that moves you forward. And it might be this, and it might be that, and it might be something else. But you ain't going to know until you try all 3, or 4, or 5, or 18, or 136 different things. There's a combination lock in there, but once you unlock the combination lock, it will open up the keys to your financial future, your financial wealth. Now, we don't know what that combination lock is for you and your specific set of circumstances. It's like when we run Facebook ads for a new client, we have an idea as to what will probably work, but we don't know what will work. We just have an idea. And it's only when we actually start running campaigns for that person, with where they are in the marketplace, with the followers that they've got, the product that they've got, the type of industry that they're in, their reputation in the marketplace. There's all these different variables. Nobody actually knows how to do it. Not until it's done. And then we know. And then we take on another client, same industry, same type of client, I should say, same industry, same location or a different location, completely different set of variables. You have to rework it, you go back to the start, and you have to find a way of making it work. This is just the way that it is. This is life. And if you think, well, you get up and you go to work and you come home and you make dinner and you go to bed and you do the same again for another 40 years, that might have been the case 40 years ago. It's 2022, folks. We don't live in that world anymore. We live in this world where you need to go and find out what the combination lock is for you. All right, I hope that's useful for you, and we'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latter. Have a good one. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.